Good morning, brothers and sisters.
再感谢主，让我再次回到自己的教会。
Thanks, Lord, for bringing back to my own church.
我一年多已经没来了。
I have not been here for over a year.
在想念你们。
I miss you very much.
听你们唱诗歌。
When I hear you sing the hymns.
听你用中文祷告。
And hear you pray in Chinese.
受不受感触？
I have a lot of feelings inside.
当我听诗歌，神的怜悯是我的诗歌。
When I hear that God's mercy is my song,
那就是我的祷告。
That's my prayer too.
愿今早晨神借着自己话语鼓励大家。
May Lord encourage each of us with His own words this morning.
下位百万 pray.
是为，让我们一同一点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you, before your throne of mercy.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，来到你的宝座面前。
May the words of our heart and the meditation in our minds be acceptable before you.
让我们心思意念，让我们的言语都被你所接纳。
May the blood of Jesus Christ cover the words that are to be spoken.
让主耶稣基督的宝血能够涂抹覆盖我们今天要说的话。
Father, we have sung in the past, Lord, we need you. Today we need you even more.
天父，我们今天实在是需要你，我们今天更是需要你。
As people are listening to your gospel, may the words touch their hearts.
让这些听见福音的朋友们，他们的心受感动。
And that they may turn their hearts to you.
让他们心能够转向你。
Father, we pray these things in the most precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们这样的祷告是奉你儿子我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. If you don't mind, please turn with me to Ecclesiastes.
请弟兄姐妹们一同翻到传道书。
Ecclesiastes was written by one of the world's most wisest men.
传道书是世界上一个最富有智慧的人所写的。
Whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian.
不管你是基督徒还是不是基督徒。
Whether you're poor or rich.
或者是穷还是富有。
Everyone knows that Solomon was one of the most richest and wisest men in the world.
大家都知道所罗门是在世界上最富有智慧的人。
And Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 10 and 11 says the following.
传道书第二章第十到第十一节是这样说
I deny myself nothing my eyes desired. I refuse my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor.
凡我眼所求的我没有留下不给他，我心所乐的我没有禁止不享受的，因为我的心为我一切劳碌所得的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。
And verse 11 he continues and says,Yet when I survey that all my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained after the sun.
在第十一节，他接着这样说：后来我观看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，随之都是虚空，都是普风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Once again, the words of the wisest man in this whole world.
这里我们再一次看见在全世界这个最富有智慧的人
Achieving so much
他取得了很多的成就
But yet he says everything was meaningless
但是他说每件事情都是虚空都是普风
As we think upon this thought let me share with you a poem
当我们一同来思想这段话的时候我们一同来看一首诗
I'll read for you in Chinese in English and Ma Li my brother will read in Chinese for you
我们的弟兄用中文读一遍然后我们再用英文我们弟兄用英文读一遍，然后我们再用中文读一遍。
The title is called The Dash.
这首诗歌的题目叫《横线条》。
I read of a man who stood to speak at a funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of her birth and spoke of the following date with tears. For he said what matters most of all was the dash.Between those years. For that dash represented all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who love her knows what that little dash was worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and loved and how we spent our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are the things you like to change?For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we just slow down enough to consider what is true and real, and always try to understand the way that other people feel, and be less quick to anger, and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this little dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read, with your actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say, how you spent your dash?
横线条，我读到一个人在朋友的葬礼中的致辞，他提到他墓碑上的字号，从开始到结束，他首先说起他的生辰，然后含泪说到他离世的日子。不过他说最要紧的是在这两个日期之间的横线条，因为这横线条代表了他在人世所活的所有年日。如今只有爱他的人才晓得这小小横线条的真实价值。这横线条所表示的不只是在乎他所拥有的车子、房子、财富，而是在乎他怎样活过、爱和被爱过，和怎样度过这横线条的。因此我们必须好好的思想，细细的探究，有什么在我们的生活中应当是所有改变的，因为你无法知道来日如何。可以让我们重新安排，我们是否可以把脚步放慢下来，想一想什么才是真正重要和实际的，试图去了解别人的感受怎样，不要轻易发怒，对人要多表达感激之心，去爱我们生活中的每一个人，就像我们从来没有爱过的那样。我们应当相互尊重，脸上常常带着笑容，要记得这特别的横线条，那所持续的是那么短暂。因此当别人阅读你的颂词时，重新提过你活过的一生，你是否如何活过那横线条能够感到骄傲。
When I first heard this poem and reflected on the words of Ecclesiastes, I asked myself, what is life?
当我第一次听见这首诗歌来回想我的人生，并且想到传道书所说的，我在问自己，生命的意义是什么？
Is it just a bunch of days chasing after things, full of worries, and find out too late that it's all meaningless, as King Solomon said?
是不是就是有许多的年日，有许多的忧愁，当我们直到已经很晚的时候，已经来不及的时候，发现这一切都是没有意义的。
Once again, this was the world's wisest man.
我们再一次看见，这是全世界最富有智慧的人所说的话。
And he was the king of Israel, had it all.
他是以色列的君王，他拥有一切。
The palaces, the gold, the silver, we can't reflect of the glory of Solomon.
皇宫那些金银，我们实在是没有办法想到所罗门的富有。
But he said everything was meaningless.
但是他说所有这些都是普风。
So do I live hopelessly throughout life?
所以我们是不是就这样毫无希望的来活我们的人生呢？
Dear friends, the answer is no.
亲爱的朋友们，答案是不。
As I reflect on God's words,
当我们一同来思想神的话语的时候，
and realize what my life was before God,
当我们一同来想象我们在神面前的生活的时候，
I discover there's so much to life.
我们就知道生命的内涵实在是丰富的。
And all that thing that comes from life comes from God Himself.
所有来自生命当中都是神所赐给我们。
So what is that dash? But the time that you are born, the time that you leave this world.
所以这个横线条对你意味着什么呢？从你出生到你离世。
And so what is it that fills that dash that gives you life full of meaning?
我们用什么来充满这个横线条，才能够使生命充满意义呢？
And today I'd like to share with you some thoughts on that dash.
所以今天我就愿意和弟兄姐妹朋友们一同来分享一些在这个横线条上的一些思想。
The first of the dash is D, for days.
横线条这个dash这个第一个字母是 D, 代表着年日、日子。
Psalms 90 verse 12 says, Teach us to number our days, that we might gain a heart of wisdom. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing joy and be glad in all of us. Lord, teach us to number our days.
诗篇第九十篇第十二节说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。求你使我早晨饱得你的慈爱，好叫我一生一世欢呼喜乐。我们实在是要求神 教导我们如何数算自己的日子。
Yes, Lord, teach us to number our days and apply ourselves to wisdom.
愿神实在是教导我们数算自己的日子，赐给我们智慧的心。
Yes, life is so fleeting.
时光在飞逝。
The days roll into weeks and weeks into months and the year just pass on by.
几天就变成一周，几周就变成一个月，然后就变成一年。
See, I thought I left Seattle a couple years ago. In reality, I left 13 years ago.
我想我可能在刚刚在两年之前离开西雅图，但实际上我已经离开这里面13年。
And for some of the young people, that's half your lifetime right there.
对于我们年轻的弟兄姐妹来讲呢，是你的人生的一半了。
I always thought I was so young. When I turned 25, I'm a quarter of a century old, I thought.
然后当我到25岁的时候，我想我实在是非常的年轻，但是已经过了四分之一的世纪。
Then when I turned 50, I said, I'm a half of a century old.
当我到50岁的时候，我过了半个世纪。
I still think I'm 35, so young.
我还是以为我只有35岁，我实在是很年轻。
Now I'm older.
但我实际已经开始老了。
It's tough getting old.
衰老实在是一个非常困难的事情。
And I remember primary school starting as kindergarten, as I was being picked on, I said, I want to be a big fifth grader.
我还记得在小学在幼儿园的时候，当人家找我的茬的时候，我要想我要成为五年级的学生。
When I'm a big fifth grader, I can pick on the small people.
当我因为我是五年级的时候，我就可以找那些小孩子。
And fifth grade passes, and all of a sudden I'm in junior high.
但是五年级很快就过去了，我就到了初中。
And the eighth graders pick on me.
但是那些八年级的学生呢，就开始找我的。
And I want to be eighth grader and pick on the small ones.
所以我就想，我成为八年级的学生，我可以找其他人的茬。
Next thing I know, I'm a freshman in high school.
但是当我们还没有意识到的时候，我就成了高中一年级。
And the seniors pick on me.
那些高年级的学生就开始找我。
And you want to be senior, big senior, and then you graduate.
但是你当你想你成为高中那些高年级的学生的时候，你已经毕业了。
And you become a lowly freshman in college.
你就成为大学里边最年轻的学生。
And then finally you become a senior, then you graduate.
当你在大学成为高年级的学生的时候
，And you start your first job.
你就开始了新的工作。
And but you're the lowest member of the totem pole.
但是呢，在工作当中也是是最低的。
You work hard, you change companies. One day, you're the senior person.
所以你就努力的工作，你改变你的公司。
Then you retire.
资深的，然后你就开始退休了。
Then you die.
我们就死去了。
That's life.
这就是生命吗
？If life is like that, it is hopeless.
如果生命就是这样的话，那实在是没有希望了。
Then Solomon is right. Life is meaningless.
如果生命是这样的话，所罗门就是对的。
But remember what God says.
但是记得神怎样说。
That we are to number our days.
我们要数算我们的日子。
So brothers and sisters and dear friends, live for this day.
所以亲爱的朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，我们要为着今天而活。
How do we do that? Live for today.
我们怎样能够为今天而活呢
？We read the Bible.
我们读圣经。
Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it."
诗篇第118:24这样讲。这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中高兴欢乐。
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
我们要在其中高兴欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, dear friends, this is the day, not tomorrow.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天是耶和华所定的日子，不是明天。
Live that today, knowing that God gave you this wonderful day for you.
要我们要为着今天而活，知道今天是神所赐给我们的。
This is the day that God has given for you, and that is why we call it the present.
今天是神所赐给我们的。所以我们把它作为一个礼物。
It truly is a present that God has given to us.
实在是神所赐给我们的礼物。
See, some smart person said, young people look to the future.
所以很多有智慧的人说，那些年轻的人他们向往未来。
Older people look to the past.
年老的人呢就回头看。
Middle people just look tired.
中年人就看上去非常的。
But in reality, all of us should live and look for today.
但是实际上我们今天每一个人都应该为今天而活。
See, in the United States, we have this phenomenon about living for the weekend.
所以在美国我们看见有一种现象，就是为着周末而活。
And it starts on Saturday or Sunday nights, and oh, I have to go to work on Monday.
在星期六或者星期天的晚上，我们就说，哎，我们要去工作了。
And on Monday, we said, oh boy, 5 more days and live for the weekend.
在星期一的时候，我们说，哎呀，还有五天，我们才能够有一个周末。
You know, but Chinese, we're really known for our smart math. 5 days complaining for 2 days, that doesn't work.
我们很多的中国人的数学都很好，我们知道如果用这五天去为那两天而活，这个划不上算。
You're wasting 5 days for 2 days?
你因为你浪费了五天去为那两天而活。
No, enjoy every day.
我们要为着每天去喜乐。
Enjoy all 7 days.
我们要 为着七天都要喜乐。
Because the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made.
因为圣经告诉我们说，这是耶和华所定的日子。
And you guys, quit saying this TGIF.
我们不要说 TGIF.
TGIF, everyone knows what it means. Thank God, it's Friday. The weekends are coming.
大家都知道那句话的意思是说，我们感谢神，今天是星期五。
Let's change it to TGED.
我们要把它改成 TGED.
Thank God every day.
我们为着每一天感谢神。
Every day we thank God.
为着每一天感谢神。
Don't be upset that Monday is coming.
我们不要为着星期一来了而沮丧。
Oh, the weekend's over. I have to go back to work.
周末已经过去了，我们必须要回到工作当中。
We're so stressed. We're so upset.
我们就非常的沮丧。
Do you know that a lot of people have heart attacks in the United States?
在美国有很多的人有心脏病。
Do you know that most of them happen on Monday morning?
在这些心脏病发作的人，很多是在星期一开发作。
Seriously, if you call 911, they're busy on Monday morning.
如果你打电话求紧急求告的时候，你会今天星期一的早晨都是非常忙。
So don't get stressed about Monday morning. Thank God you have a job.
不要为着星期一而沮丧，要感谢神我们有一份工作。
For example, the first thing when you think on that morning when the alarm wakes you up and you're so upset is be grateful.That you are alive. You can hear the alarm.
所以当那个早晨闹钟把我们闹醒的时候，我们不要沮丧。我们为着我们能够听见那个 alarm， 听见那个闹钟，我们还活着，感谢神。
Live today as if this is the last day of your life.
我们要为着今天而活，好像今天是我们人生的最后一天。
No. We should live today as this is the first day of our lives.
我们不要这样。我们要为着今天而活，好像今天是我们。以后人生开始的第一天。
All that time from the day you were born to the day that you pass this world, that includes days.
在我们从一生从出生到死亡中间有许多的日子。
And dear friends, count it, apply these days for wisdom.
我们要数算这些日子，要求神给我们智慧的心。
I know sometimes we have bad days.
有的时候我们实在是有一个非常糟糕的一天。
Things don't go well.
很多的事情不合我们心意。
And you really hate that day.
我们就非常不喜欢这一天。
And hope that day just passes by.
我们希望这一天能够快快的过去。
And I've had those days.
我有许多这样的日子。
And I remember I was in the hospital working there.
有一天我记得我在医院里边工作。
It was a busy and actually horrible day.
那天非常的繁忙，非常的糟糕。
It started when I saw this doctor arguing with a nurse.
开始的时候我看见一个医生和护士吵架。
And I had to get involved in the situation.
但是我也被卷入这个事件当中。
And ended up they were yelling at me.
后来他们就向我发怒
，and started threatening to sue me and create problems for me.
并且他们呢要告我。
Then later, my boss told me that day that he was leaving the hospital. He was resigning.
但是我后来我的主管告诉我，他也要辞职离开这个医院。
The hospital is losing money.
因为医院呢在亏本。
In fact, we may lose our jobs.
实际上，我们每个人都可能失去工作。
That was a bad day.
那我是非常糟糕的一天。
And as I was walking out of the hospital,
当我离开这个医院的时候
，to go to my car in the parking lot,
就是到我停在停车场里边的车上
，I passed through a door that I never paid attention to.
我就通过了一个门，以前从来没有注意过。
And that day, two men in black were standing there.
那天我们看见两个人穿着黑的衣服，站在那里。
And they had a stretcher there with them.
他们手中有一个担架。
And as I approached, the door opened.They put a body onto the bed.
当我靠近那个门的时候，我们看见他们正在把一个尸体放在这个担架上。
You see, this was the morgue of the hospital.
因为这是医院的停尸房。
This is where all the people in the hospital were sent when they passed away.
医院里边所有死的人都要放在这个地方。
And these two men were transporting this poor person to the funeral home.
这两个人正在把这个可怜的人要把他带到殡仪馆里边去。
Dear friends, I had a bad day.
亲爱的朋友们，那天我有一个非常糟糕的一天。
But that dead person had the ultimate bad day.
但是那个死去的人，他才是真实有一个最糟糕的一天。
I had people upset with me, screaming and yelling at me.
有人对我不高兴，他们向我发怒，大喊。
I hated that day, wanted that day to pass.
我不喜欢那一天，希望那一天快快的过去。
But all the problems that I had paled with what this person had.
但是我所有的问题，当我和这个人相比的时候，都显得非常的小。
Despite the problems, I could walk freely into my car, drive on the freeway, and go back to my lovely wife and wonderful family.
尽管我这一天有许多的问题，但是我还可以自由地离开，开我的车，回到我温馨的家中。
That person did not have that option.
那个人他没有这样的选择。
So I quickly realized I had a good day.
所以我很快就意识到，其实我有了一个，我那天还 很好。
So dear friends and brothers and sisters, this is the day that God has made for us.
今天是耶和华所定的日子。
TGED.
要我们要为着每一天感谢神。
Thank God every day.
为着每一天感谢神。
The second point of dash, that A, what is that A? It's attitude.
我们看见这条横线那个第二个字母是 A, 它所代表的是态度。
This is the attitude of our life.
这是我们人生的态度。
I want to share something with you. This is something I learned pretty late in life.
我想跟大家分享一下，是我在最近才刚刚学到的一些。
You see, I realize now that attitude is everything in life.
因为态度是我们人生当中至关重要的一件事情。
Based on your response or attitude, you can have a great life or a miserable life.
因为我们对生活的这个反应就是我们的态度。我们可能有一个很好的人生，也可能有一个非常悲惨的人生。
You are the one to decide that.
这一件事情是你自己来决定的。
You can be an optimist.
你可以是一个乐观者。
And enjoy the life that is around you.
可以来享受我们的周遭和我们的生命。
Or you can be a pessimist and be miserable.
我们也可以是个悲观者，使我们的生命充满了悲惨。
You can call this cup half full.
我们可以看见这个杯，我们可以说它是一半是满的。
And be very happy about it.
我们就可以为着它高兴。
Or you call this cup half empty.
我们也可以说它一半是空的。
And be miserable.
所以我们就呢，显得非常的可怜。
You see, the choice is yours.
你看见了，这个选择是你的。
It's not the environment or what happens to you that is important.
不是我们的环境或者在我们生命中发生什么事情重要。
But how you respond, your attitude to what happens in your life.
乃是我们对这些事情的反应，我们的态度是至关重要的。
A very famous Christian pastor, Chuck Swindoll, said the following.
有一个非常有名的。基督徒的牧师 Chuck Swindoll 他说过这样的话。
He said that life is only 10% of what happens to you.
生活实际上其实10%是所发生的事情。
Only 10%.
只有10%。
And what happens to me and how I react to it, my attitude is the other 90%.
另外的90%乃是我们对这发生这些事情的反应，是我们的态度。
And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 17:22.
在箴言第十七章二十二节。
A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones.
告诉我们说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
This is very important.
这个心是非常非常重要。
And I'm very pleased that Brother Manshin gave me this, and it's in my house in Hawaii.
我们弟兄姐妹们都知道我的家是在夏威夷。
And this is there at my house.
这就是在我们的家里。
Because it reminds me, who gives us a cheerful heart? Is it me?
因为我们让我们记得是谁给我们一个喜乐的心，是我自己吗
？No, God gives us a new heart.
是神给我们一个新的心。
You see, Isaiah 44:24 tells us, the Lord says, "I formed you in the womb. I am the Lord that made all things, who alone stretched my hand on the heavens and spread my earth by myself. I made you."
以赛亚书第44:24告诉我们说。从你出胎造就你的造就主耶和华如此说我耶和华是创造万物的是独自铺张诸天展开大地的是神造了你
Yes, your mother gave birth to you but it's God that made you
是的我们的母亲给了我们这个生命但是神创造了我们
Not only is he giving you the body but everything is part of your body
神不仅赐给我们这个生命乃是给我们生活生命当中全部不跟
And you can ask him to give you a right heart and right attitude.
所以我们也可以向神求一个正确的态度，求一个喜乐的心。
For example, Ezekiel 36:16 tells us.
我们也看见以西结书36:16告诉我们。
I will take away your stubborn hearts.
我要
give you a new heart.
我要赐给你们一个新心。
You will only have pure thoughts, and I will put my spirit in you.
你要有一个心灵，要把我的灵放在你的里边。
See, this Bible verse talks about our heart, our attitudes.
所以这个圣经的章节告诉我们的心和我们的态度。
It says a cheerful heart is good medicine.
它告诉我们说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
This Bible verse is more stronger than any man-made medicine.
所以这句话，圣经这个章节比世界上人造的任何的药都有效。
It's better than any invention in the world.
也比世界上任何的人的发明都有效。
And could do more for you than any doctor in the world.
比世界上任何的医生能为你所做的都更多。
Are there any psychiatrists or psychologists here?
我们在这里边有没有心理学或者是心理医生？
Good, we can talk about them.
所以我们可以没有的话，我们可以谈谈
他们。See, I believe that we apply this principle of a cheerful heart.
所以我认为，如果我们在这个生活当中应用这样的一个原则，就是喜乐的心。
Many physicians will be out of business.
很多的医生他们就会失业。
Psychiatrists will have to go on welfare.
心理学医生他们也要去领救济金。
Because they have no business.
因为他们就没有事情可做了。
Did you know that despite the fact that the United States is the richest nation in the world,
尽管美国是全世界最富有的国家，
the number one drug being prescribed is for depression.
但是所有这些开的药方当中最多的一件是为了忧郁的药。
Researchers tell us that one half of the visits to physicians are because people are depressed.
因为很多的研究告诉我们说，超过一半的去看医生的是跟他们的忧郁有关的。
But with this change in heart, a cheerful heart,
但是当我们的心被改变的时候，我们有一个喜乐的心。
The makers of Prozac or these antidepressants will go out of business.
那些做这些忧郁症药的这些公司都会，他们就会都会倒闭。
Everyone will be too happy.
因为大家都会非常的喜乐高兴。
Having fun and not depressed.
我们都会非常的喜乐，我们就不会忧郁。
They don't have to see a doctor.
我们就不需要去看医生。
They don't have to take a pill.
我们就不需要吃药。
And so friends, what do you do?
所以朋友们，你要怎样？
Ask God to give you that cheerful heart.
我们要向神求这喜乐的心。
And only he can give you that cheerful heart.
因为只有神才能给你这喜乐的心。
And make that decision to make that choice.
我们要决定做一个这样的选择。
When you make that decision, make that choice, God can help you.
当我们决定这样选择的时候，神可以帮助我们。
When a problem arises in our lives, it does not become a problem.
当我们的生活中出现问题的时候，它就不再是问题。
Just like the word crisis, there's always crisis going on. Economic crisis, there's oil crisis.Everything is a crisis.
就像这些世界上各种各样的危机，金融危机、石油危机，各种各样的危机。
And for my Chinese friends, I'll give you a Chinese lesson today about the word crisis.
对于这些讲中文的朋友，我们今天呢要看一下这个危机这个字。
If my Chinese is not wonderful, please I apologize for that.
如果我的中文不够好的话，请先向大家。
But crisis in 中文叫危机。
在中文里边，这个crisis 是危机。
The first word means danger.
第一个词危代表危险。
It's a danger. You're losing your job. The tornado's coming. Boeing's going under. That's a crisis. That's a problem. That's a danger.
有很多的危险，我们可以失业，有飓风来到我们中间，有许许多多的危险。
But you know, 5,000 years of Chinese history, we have a wonderful word because the next part of crisis means what? Opportunity.
我们实在是感谢我们中文里边有5000年的历史，所以在第二个。字里边呢，就是机，就是机遇。
So even in danger, there's opportunity.
所以在危险当中，我们看见有机遇。
You don't look at it just a problem or danger. You look opportunity for God to work in your life.
所以当我们看见这危机的时候，我们不是看见的是危险，我们乃是看见神要在我们生命中工作的机会。
Maybe you lose your job at Microsoft.
也许你在微软中你失业了。
But you get a better job elsewhere.
但你可以在其他的地方找到一个更好的工作。
That opportunity is what God has given to you.
这个机会是神所赐给你。
Yes, you lose your job, but at least you get some compensation.
也许你丢了工作，但是你还可以得到一些收入。
And you go Starbucks in the morning, look through the paper, look for a new job, and enjoy life for those 9 months.
所以你就可以早晨去喝咖啡，看报纸，在这个9个月当中享受你的生活。
And even in crisis, there is opportunity.
在危险当中有机遇。
And I draw an analogy of sailboats.
所以我这里边想和弟兄姐妹们做一个这个帆船的比喻。
I must be very dumb, but it took me a long time to figure this one out.
我想我自己可能非常的慢，所以很长时间我花了很长时间才想清楚这件事。
And I was watching some boats at my house. I was seeing that the wind was blowing easterly.
当我从我家里边看见这些船的时候，就风向东吹。
And some of the boats were going that way.
有很多船呢就也向东行。
And other boats were going the other way.
但还有其他的船。向另一个方向行驶。
And I was trying to figure out why that was. If the wind was blowing one way, everything should go that one way.
所以我就试图想，这是为什么呢？风向这边吹，所有的船都应该向这边走。
If I blow this paper, it blows opposite, right? Goes that way.
当我这个用气吹这个纸的时候呢，这个纸就要往一边倒。
I blow this way, it moves that way.
我往这边吹，它就往这边倒。
But why is it goes the other way? These sailboats.
但是为什么这些帆船它能够向反的方向行驶呢？
It's because they adjust and set their sails.
因为他们要调整它的风帆。
They could go anywhere they want, no matter how the wind blows.
他们可以去任何的地方，不管风向是什么。
And there's an old American poem that says, "One ship sails east, one ship sails west, regardless of how the wind blows. It's the set of the sail and not the gale that determines the way we go."
有一首美国古老的诗歌是这样说：风向东吹，风又向西吹，但是这个帆船是按照它自己的方向行走，不论是这个风如何大，它能够找到自己的方向。
The set of our sails, dear friends and brothers and sisters,
我们要调整我们的风帆
determines how we're sailing along,
就决定了我们行驶的方向。
Regardless of what happens in your life,
不管我们生活中出现什么样的事情
of how adversity blows among you,
或者 是任何让我们感到窘迫的事情
we need to set our sails,
我们需要调整我们的风帆
toward joy,
我们要
toward joy,
要向喜乐面向喜乐。
And brothers and sisters and friends, that is that attitude in our lives.
这就是我们生活当中应该有的态度。
Friends, how do you set your sail or attitude?
朋友们，你是怎样调整你的风帆的？
You decide with God's help.
你要决定，让神来帮助你。
Dash, the third letter, S. What is that? Significance.
这条横线条的第三个字母是 S， 它代表着什么意思呢？是意义。
I want to tell you something profound.
我要跟大家分享一些非常深刻的事情。
But be very careful, don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
但是请大家注意不要错误理解了。
I want to tell you that what we're told in society about achieving happiness is all wrong.
我们在这个世界当中好像被教导所有的成就都是不对的。
You see, we're taught to work hard, be a good student.
我们被教导我们要努力工作成为一个好的学生。
Find a wonderful job at Boeing or Microsoft.
找到一个非常好的工作在波音或
者微软 happy.
你就可以高兴你就可以人生幸福
right.
这不对的
I'm not saying don't say Uncle Larry told you not to study hard
我并不是说Larry 弟兄告诉你们不要好好学习
小朋友们听到没有
特别是我们的年轻的
study hard.
弟兄姐妹们要好好学习
but don't think just because you study hard and you work hard get a good job and you become happy
但是不要想我们学习好，我们找到一个好的工作，我们人生就幸福了。
Because that's only a dream in America.
因为这只是在美国的一个梦。
See, the American dream is the following.
美国的梦乃是这样子。
You study hard in grade school, so you be a good student and work for your good SATs in high school.
你在小学的时候就开始努力工作，然后考大学的时候考出一个好的成绩。
And you want to get good SATs, so you go to a wonderful school like maybe Harvard or Ivy League schools like Brown or others.
所以你当你考这个 SAT 考得非常好的时候，你就可以上一个好的大学，像哈佛或者是布朗。
And if you're really great like me, you go to UW.
如果你是特别棒的话，像我一样的话，你就可以去华盛顿大学。
You study hard, you get straight A's.
你学习非常好，拿全 A.
Why? Because you have to apply for grad school, professional school.
为什么呢？因为你还要申请研究生院，你还要申请那些职业学院。
So you go to IT or become an engineer.
所以你可以学这个信息。可以成为一个工程师。
Or if you're a real good Chinese Christian, you listen to your parents and become a doctor or a dentist.
如果你是一个非常好的中国的基督徒，你听你父母的话。
Then get married.
你成为一个医生。
Buy a house on the east side.
结婚了就买了一个在东区买了一个房子。
You buy a BMW.
你买一个 BMW 的车。
Or a Benz or a Lexus.
奔驰或者是 Lexus.
And you are so successful.
你非常的成功。
And so happy.
所以就非常的幸福。
You think you're happy?
你想你是幸福的吗？
No, I don't think so.
不是这样子。
You see, I'm an immigrant like you.
我也是和你大家一样，也是一个移民。
I came with my parents many years ago to live the American dream.
我和我的父母亲很多年来到美国，要实现美国梦。
Being Chinese, we were refugees in Korea.
我们中国人那时候是在韩国成为难民。
And by God's grace, we came to Seattle, to the United States, to live the American dream.
但是借着神的恩典，我们来到美国西雅图，来完成我们的美国梦。
We live the American dream and climb this ladder of success.
我们在这个美国梦中一直在攀登这个成功的阶梯。
But when you climb amongst the ladder, it says at the top, you realize your ladder was against the wrong wall.
但是当你一直在攀登这个成功的阶梯的时候，攀登到顶峰的时候，才发现这个阶梯实在是靠着一个错误的墙上。
There's so many people in their corner offices.
很多人在公司里边有个大的办公室
，pulling six figures every year，
有六位数字的收入
，have a membership in the country club in Bellevue，
在这些country club 里，他们都有自己的
，and in the eyes of the world they are successful，
在世界人的眼中他们是成功的
，but they're not happy，
但是他们并不幸福
，why is it that they're not happy with this success？
为什么他们在这些幸福当中，他们不快乐？
他们在成功当中不幸福。
他们有很好的，他们银行里边有很多存款。
But there's emptiness inside.
但是他们心里边却是空虚的。
They are the top 10% of their income bracket.
他们实际上在美国是最高那个10%的收入。
But they are the lowest 10% of feeling.
但是在他们心灵的感触当中是在最低的10%。
They have everything that they wanted.
他们好像所有的他们所需要的都有。
But they don't have what they need.
他们没有他们所需要的。
They may be significant in the they may be successful in the eyes of the world.
他们在世人的眼光当中可能是非常成功的。
But they're not happy or satisfied.
但是他们并不幸福，并不满足。
It's because they don't have significance.
因为他们没有找到意义。
There are three levels of achievements in the world.
在这个世界当中有三个层次的成就。
The first level is called survival.
第一个方面是乃是求生存。
Survival means getting the basics of the world.
求生存就是在我们这个世界当中能够取得生存最基本的需要。
And many of us are very fortunate that we will never have to face the issue of surviving.
在我们在座的当中，很多的人我们都是非常幸运的，我们没有必要为求生存。
We don't worry about our food or shelter or the clothing on our backs.
我们没有必要为衣食住行而忧虑。
People who survive a war realize what survival means.
在战争中求生存的时候，那个些人他们才知道。
This is my parents' experience in China.
这就是我父母亲在中国的经历。
During the Japanese invasion of China.
在日本人侵略中国的时候。
And during the war with the communists and nationalists.
在中国的内战。
And they thought they would go to Korea and find survivability there.
他们就想。他们到朝鲜可能能找到生存的机会。
And they realized that the war was also there.
但是他们也认识到在那边也有战争。
And they were just hoping to survive the bombings and all the death that was going around them.
那些炸弹和枪炮当中，他们在那里求生存。
And I remember when I was very young and I was looking at these pictures of these airplanes.
等我小的时候看见那些飞机的照片。
And my father walked by and says, "This could be our schedule."
我的父亲说，这也可能就是成为我们的命运。
No, this became. He said that was a B-29.
是
B-29.
这个是 B-29 这样的一个B-29 飞机。
And I said, "Wow, here I am, a guy loving war, loving airplanes, loving battle and fights, and my dad has the same attitude. He loves these things."
所以我就想，我是非常喜欢这个战争，看见这些武器。我的父亲也是一样。
I thought he was thought that was fun.
我想他心里边想，这可能是非常好玩的事情。
I said, "Dad, how is it that you know what a B-29 is?"
所以我就问爸爸，你是怎么知道这 B-29 飞机是什么样子的
？Those are airplanes bombing us in Korea.
他说这些就是在韩国的时候
，You see, I thought that was fun. These were stories. These are things I read.
所以我希望我心里边想，这些都是非常好玩的事情，但是这些是非常残酷的现实。
My poor father and my mother's here. That escaped the bombing in Korea.
但是我的父母亲，我的母亲今天在中间，他们就在朝鲜，在韩国，经历了这样的事实。
They were surviving.
他们在那边求生存。
They had to worry about their livelihood.
他们必须为着生命常常的担忧。
Do I have food?
我们今天能有食物吗
？Do I have a house over my head?
我们头上有房子吗
？Do I have clothes?
有衣服穿吗
？But brothers and sisters, dear friends.In this level here in the United States, we never worry about survivability.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，今天在美国，我们不需要为这个而忧伤。
That's why we pursue the second aspect, success.
所以我们就为了第二个层面的成就去努力，去成功。
Success means getting a lot of things.
成功意味着许多要赚很多的事情。
Whether it's a degree in life,
或许是学位
，a wonderful job,
或者一个很好的工作
，a wonderful house,
还是一个好的房子。
And all the things you can drink and enjoy in life.
我们生命中所梦想的那些事情，让我们去享受。
This is called success. The more you have, the more happier you should be. We're told.
我们被教导说，你所取得的东西越多，你就会越高兴。
But the more you get, the more you want.
但是你取得的越多，你的欲望越大。
One thing I realized is I love shopping.
有一件事情我意识到，我非常喜欢去买东西。
You know, I have more shoes than my wife.
虽然我的鞋比我的姊妹的鞋还多。
And one day Macy had this wonderful sale, and I saw this pair of shoes I really wanted.
有一天 Macy 她有一个降价，我就看见一双鞋，我非常想要。
And I'm a Chinese. I waited for it was on sale.
因为我是中国人，所以我要等到它降价那天才去买。
And a coupon.
还有一个打折的单。
A wonderful price.
所以这个价钱非常好。
And I brought it home.
所以我就把它带到家里了。
And I looked at it.
我看看这个鞋。
I realized I had another pair exactly like it.
我才发现我实际上我有一双跟这完全一样的鞋。
So was I happy?
所以我就这样的话我就非常幸福
吗。I was successful. I had two pairs of shoes I don't need.
因为我有两双鞋完全一样的，并且我是不需要它们。
But there's emptiness in our lives.
但是在我们生命当中有一个空虚。
And that is why people go through midlife crisis.
这就是为什么人要经历中年危机。
It goes like this. A guy realizes there's so much emptiness in his life. He runs off, becomes crazy.
中年危机是这样的。一个人当他在中年的时候认识到他的生命是实在是没有意义，所以就开始发疯。
He divorces his wife for 20 years, marries a woman half his age, buys a sports car, and wears chains around his neck.
所以呢，他就跟他一起生活了二十年的妻子离婚，然后又跟一个他一半年龄的女孩子结婚，买了跑车。戴上金项链。
He's crazy.
他是非常的疯狂。
It's because he's empty.
因为他里边空虚。
Peter Cook was a very well-known architect and businessman in the world.
Peter Cook, 他是世界上著名的一个建筑师，也是一个商人。
And he married Christine Brinkley, this wonderful, beautiful model. I think you recognize the picture.
他就和这个Christine Brinkley 结婚，这个人非常的美丽，是一个超级模特。
He was very famous. She was a celebrity. Wow, the perfect life.
这个人Peter 非常有名。这个人呢，他也是一个非常有名的人。好像他们有一个非常美满的生活。
They had two beautiful children.
他们有两个非常漂亮的孩子。
And their peak of their marriage had 18 houses.
在他们人生的高峰的时候，他们拥有18座房子。
$60 million in their bank account.
6000万元在他们的银行账号里边。
25 cars.
25辆车。
But what did he do?
但是他最后做了什么呢?
He should be happy.
他应该是非常幸福的。
That's Christine Brinkley.
这是 Christine Brinkley.
All the money he needed and more.
他拥有他所有需要的钱。
He went off and had an affair with his 17-year-old nanny.
但是他和他的17岁的一个家庭
保姆
有了婚外情。
Took up drugs, started drinking alcohol.
他就开始吸毒酗酒。
And did other crazy things.
他也做了许多其他的非常的危险的事情。
And because of all these things, his wife left him.
因为所有的这些事情，所以他的妻子就离开了他。
And the TV journalists asked him, Mr. Cook, why did you do these things? You had everything. You're successful. You married Christine Brinkley. Why did you do these things?
所以这些访问他的人就问，你为什么这样做呢？你在生活中拥有所有的事情，你和这个女士结婚，你应该是非常的幸福的。
He said, I thought I had it all.
他说，我想我可能是拥有了一切。
I had the fame and the fortune.
我有名声地位。
But I felt empty.
但是在我里边空虚。
There's nothing in the world that can fulfill this emptiness.
在世界上没有任何的事情可以填满这个空虚。
Success was not enough for Peter Cook.
成功对于 Peter Cook 来说是不够的。
It's not enough for you.
对我们每个人来讲也是不够的。
And that's why the third level achievement is significance.
所以第三个层面的成就就是意义。
And dear friends and brothers and sisters, significance is the highest level of achievement in your life.
意义乃是在我们所有的成就当中最高的一个层次。
It means doing the things that are of value, things that count for tomorrow, actions that last and everlasting.
意义就是说，在我们的生命当中，我们做那些有价值的事情。那些能够存留到永远，能够在明天算得上数的事情。
Things of value, things that count for tomorrow, things that count for eternity.
这些有价值的事情，能够在明天，在永远当中算得上数的事情。
And a person who has that significance in his life is more concerned with the needs of others versus his own needs.
这些拥有这样成功的人，他们在他们的生命当中，他们所更多思想的是能够给予别人的是什么。
And that is why the world's richest man like Bill Gates left his job at Microsoft.
这就是为什么世界上最富有的人贝尔盖茨他离开了他的工作。
with a house worth $40 million and billions of dollars in Microsoft, he could enjoy life.
他有一个四千万的房子，有上亿元的股票，他可以来享受他的生活。
By any definition, he is one of the world's most successful men.
无论从任何的角度来讲，他都是全世界最成功的人。
But he is seeking after significance.
但是他在寻找着那个真正的意义。
His goal in life is to help others.
他的生活的目的乃是要帮助其他的人。
And to give away all that he has.
要把他自己的财富能够送给别人。
That's why Princess Diana, despite being a princess, so beautiful and having it all.
那我们也看见这个戴安娜王妃，尽管她拥有所有的一切。
She didn't have to worry about surviving or being successful. She had it all.
她不需要再为着生存。为了成功而忧虑，因为他拥有所有这一切。
But she dedicated herself to the poor and needy.
但她把她生命要献给那些需要的贫穷的人。
And Mother Teresa in India, she could have served anywhere in the world.
我们也看见德蕾莎修女在印度，她在全世界各个角落来服侍人。
But she wanted to serve those people that no one else would want to touch.
但是她却愿意选择在印度那个没有人愿意接触的人去服侍他们。
Brothers and sisters, that is significance.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是意义。
The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11.
圣经在耶利米书29:11告诉我们。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
耶利米书29:11这样说：耶和华说，我知道。我向你所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
God has plans for you.
神对我们都每个人都有个计划。
He wants you to do His work.
他让我们要去完成他的工作。
For His kingdom.
为着他的国度。
For His glory.
为着他的荣耀。
This is the work of significance.
这就是有意义的工作。
Brother Sun and Brother Zeng are asked to serve and called to work at Seattle Christian Assembly.
孙弟兄和曾弟兄，他们受神的呼召，在西雅图基督的教会服侍。
This is God's plans.
这是神的计划。
They are doing the work of significance.
他们正在做着在神那边有意义的事情。
What they do is worth a value.
他们所从事的是有意义的。
They are working for God's kingdom, proclaiming the gospel.
因为他们为着神的国度而工作，宣扬了大好的消息。
Changing the lives of people at this church.
改变这些教会里边所有人的生命。
And for every brother and sister that serves and volunteers in the church, you are the same.
每个弟兄姐妹们在教会所做的服事都是一样。
Whether you're a Sunday school teacher or worker or greeter, anything.
无论我们是教主日学的，我们或者做其他的服事，大家都是一样。
People who serve us at lunchtime, our piano player Connie, these are people working for significance. They are working for value. This is the work of God.
那弟兄姐妹们要服事午餐的，还有康妮姊妹服事钢琴。这些都是非常有意义的事情，因为这是为着神的国度。
All these things count for glory. All these things count for significance because it is for eternity.
因为这些事情都是跟荣耀有关，都是跟永远有关。
And dear friends, do you have significance in your life?
亲爱的朋友们，你在你的人生当中找到了意义吗？
The way you find it is through God.
我们要找到意义，要通过神，借着神。
It gets to the last point of dash, the D.The A, the S, and H. The days, the attitude, significance. Him, that last word, but most important law, it is Him.
所以我们来到这个横隔线的最后一个字母，我们看见了这个日子，我们也看见了态度，我们也看见了意义。但最后一个字母 H 是代表他，主耶稣。
As we start in Ecclesiastics, we need to end there.
因为我们开始的时候是读到了传道书，我们也需要在传道书上结束。
Just when you read a book, you start from beginning and end in the book. If not, you don't get the whole meaning.
就像我们读书一样，当我们读书从开始的时候，我们要读到最后，否则我们就不知道这书全部的意思。
So let's finish reading Ecclesiastics because this is the answer to all this dash.
所以我们一同来读这个传道书，因为这是在这个横隔线中所有的答案。
Ecclesiastics 12:13 tells us.Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Dear friends, this is the meaning of dash.
传道书第十二章第十三节，这些事都已经听见了。总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人当尽的本分。亲爱的朋友们，
fear and respect God.
我们需要敬畏神。
And so when you experience God, what is it in your life?
当你经历神的时候，你会发现在你的生命中是什么。
There is peace and there is joy.
有平安喜乐。
Moses experienced it at Mount Sinai.
摩西在西乃山上有这样的经历。
He saw the glory of God and did not want to come down.
他看见了神的荣耀，就不愿意下山。
The disciples saw it with Jesus on the Mount Transfiguration. They didn't want to leave.
门徒们在变化山上也看见了耶稣的荣耀，他们也不愿意下山。
And the disciples on the road to Emmaus did not want Jesus to leave.
在以马忤斯的路上，那些门徒们就不愿意让耶稣走。
You see, when you have God in your life, that is completeness.
当你生命中有神的时候，那就是完美。
Only God can fulfill the satisfying longings in your heart.
只有神能够满足我们心里边那个最深处的需要和渴望。
I love this illustration of showing man on one side and God on the other side.
我非常喜欢这个图案，这一方一边是人，一边是神。
There's a large gulf, an emptiness between us.
然后在这中间有一个深渊，有一个空虚。
We try to fill this large gulf with the things of the world, money, cars, houses, drugs, all these things.
我们试图用世界上的事情，就是金钱、名誉和毒品。来充满这个深渊。
But First John tells us all these things of the world will pass away.
但是约翰一书告诉我们说，所有这些事情。都要都要会废去。
But Christ tells us that He has come and to give us life more abundantly.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，他来了，要给我们生命，并且得到更丰盛。
And how do we achieve that?
我们怎样才能得到这丰盛的生命？
It is through the cross of Jesus Christ.
要借着耶稣基督的十字架。
So if we click on one more time, we see the cross come to fulfill that gap.
所以我们看见就这个十字架要来，要充满这个深渊。
Brothers and sisters, how about you?
弟兄姐妹们。你们觉得你的生命怎么样？
You have God in your life.
你们生命中有神。
But friends, is God in Christ in your life?
但是朋友们，耶稣和十字架是在你的生命当中。
Do you want to fulfill that gap in your life, the emptiness that eats at you?
你是否要充满你的生命中这个深渊和空虚呢？
If you do, as we pray later, I'll give you a chance to raise your hands to accept Jesus Christ into your life.
如果你愿意的话，当我们祷告的时候，我们请你举手，接受耶稣进入你的生命。
He came to this world to give you life full of meaning.
因为他来到这个世界上，要赐给你生命充满意义。
He died on the cross for you and me.
他为着你，为着我，死在了十字架上。
To fulfill your days.
要充满我们每个日子。
To give you a great attitude.
要给我们一个很好的态度。
To give you significance in your life.
要在我们生命中赐下意义。
And all this belongs to Him.
所有这些都是属于他的。
Shall we bow and pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Gracious Father, we thank you for the message of today.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你为着今天的信息。
As we come before you and as our heart pants after you.
当我们来到你的面前，我们的心向你发出震撼。
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul panted after you.
如鹿渴慕溪水，我的心也渴慕你。
We who accepted you in our lives, dear Jesus, have tasted and see that you are good.
我们这些接受你的人已经尝到了救恩的美善。
And for my dear friends who have not accepted you, I ask that you touch their hearts today.
为着今天还没有接受你的朋友们，我们求你用你的圣灵触摸他们的心。
Not through the eloquence of the words spoken,
并不是借着我们这些话语，
but through the power of the resurrection of the life of Christ in our lives.
乃是借着耶稣基督复活生命的大能。
For the blood that was shed for us.
乃是借着耶稣基督为我们所流的血。
And dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们,
if you'd like to accept the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你愿意接受主耶稣基督进入你的生命,
I'd like to give you the opportunity.
我愿意给你这样一个机会。
If you'd like to raise your hands, I'll be happy to pray for you.
如果你愿意举手, 我要为你祷告。
Raise your hands, taking that step before Christ.
举手, 在主耶稣里边迈出这信心的一步。
Quickly lift your hands. Thank you, thank you. I see you. Thank you.
我看见
了。Praise God.
感谢主。
Making the right decision for your dash.
你在今天在神面前在这个横戈线上做了一个
选择。This is the day that the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day that the Lord wants to give to you.
今天是神所要赐给你的。
If you'd like to make the decision, please raise your hands. I'll be happy to pray for you.
如果你愿意做这样的一个决定，请你举手，我要为你祷告。
Time is short. Thank you.
感谢主，
感谢主，看到，感谢主，实在感谢主。Amen.
感谢主。
Amen. Praise God. 感谢主。Continue quiet hearts for the last time I call. Listen to God.
我们继续在神面前安静我们的心。我们最后再有一次呼召。
Is there anyone else?
还有人吗？
Please raise your hands.
请你在座位上举手。
Amen. Amen.
感谢主。
Anyone else?
还有吗？
Gracious Jesus, thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross.
恩典的主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你的宝血。
Thank you for the salvation that brings us forward.
感谢你为我们所赐下的救恩。
And today, as so many friends have made decisions for you, we thank you for their lives.
今天有许多的朋友在你面前做这个决定，我们为着他们感谢你。
And the angels of heaven are rejoicing with us.
我们知道天上的天使也为我们一同欢喜。
Hallelujah! Praise be unto you.
Hallelujah! 我们一同感谢赞美。
We thank you for all you have done, Jesus.
我们感谢你为我们所成就的一切。
Thank you so much, O God.
感谢主。
We pray all these things in the name of Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。Amen.